So it's Thursday again, and your host has got something going on. Is it the flu? Is it strep throat? Is it general weariness? I don't know. But in any case, here we are, and it's flashback time on Thursday with Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Today is the 24th of July, 2025, as I conclude making this show. But we are flashing back to October 26th, 2003, 22 years. And it's a show that begins with in the middle of a conversation with Michael Stoops of the National, and I don't know if I got the name right, it's the National Coalition of the Homeless, which was based in, I believe, Washington, D.C., back in those days. And then we have a long segment of the show which deals with my co-host is Roxanne Akistapache, rough-tongued Roxanne, as I call her. And she attempts to role-play with me, council member, and I call him Shadow Mayor Mike Rotkin. This is a notable community figure, notable probably in different people's books for different reasons, who recently died here in 2025. But back in 2003, he was a powerhouse on the council, and he had agreed to come be interviewed on the air, as he had been before, but he never came. I don't quite remember at the moment why he didn't come, but he didn't. And so I tried to play the role of Roxanne. Roxanne played the role of Roxanne. I played the role of Rotkin, and pretend that I was him, making answers that I thought he might make to questions mostly about homeless and police abuse issues. And then we had a long series of callers who called in, mostly in a call following environmentalist Pat Kittle, who was upset with homeless. Well, he was upset with the trashing of the Poganip, which he felt was the consequence of homeless folks making campsites and despoiling the environment and then leaving a mess. There was a lot of discussion of that. You had Bernard Klitzner, Nick Fuller from Germany, Steve Argue, socialist communist, and the V-Man, a free radio broadcaster. I think it was Old Lady Scar Arms, another free radio broadcaster who called in. I think Matthew Embry called in. Finally, Scott Graham. And I'm probably missing a whole bunch, but you can hear them all rattling around in the same jar. And it was both me and Roxanne trying to field the calls. And you'll get to see how well we did. We talk about issues that were happening at the time and that really are still current. People are still, no doubt, probably trashing the Poganip and also forced to flee into the Poganip without any facilities because they have been driven there by police and city council behavior, and or you might say city manager behavior, since city manager has a much, I think, more powerful sway than the city council. And we also have a caller, Dora, who called in about her being arrested in her house and talks about it at some length. And then a friend of hers calls in and talks about that as well. But, well, you'll be able to hear it if you listen on. And remember all the time that the phone numbers you hear here are almost all not usable. The only one that I can know for sure is usable, is that it's going to go to where it's supposed to go, is the Huff line, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, 831-423-4833, and that goes to my phone. And you can give complaints, comments, talk about anything regarding the show that you think is relevant. Perhaps you might want to be on it to talk about homeless issues. That's what I still attempt to do. And I'm going to sign off before I won't say fall asleep, but lose my voice completely, I guess, is what the problem is. So, well, here's the show.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I will.